It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morno with KRWG News. The Trump administration said Monday it saw a 30% drop in the number of people apprehended at the southern U.S. border with Mexico from July to August amid an aggressive crackdown by the Mexican government on migrants traveling north. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan said at the White House that the percentage of border crossers who are traveling as families also dropped. The Border Patrol apprehended just over 50,000 people at the southern border in August, compared to nearly 72,000 in July and over 132,000 in May. Three asylum seekers detained for more than a year at the El Paso Service Processing Center have been on a hunger strike for over 2 months. Eric Gladys has more from the Texas News Service.
Margaret Brown Vega with the group Advocate Visitors with Immigrants in Detention says the strikers all passed a test showing they have credible fear of violence if they return home.
All of these guys have sponsors. They don't have any kind of criminal history, so they pose no public threat. On that basis, they should be released to be able to pursue their asylum claim outside of detention.
The hunger strike was called to draw attention to poor conditions at the El Paso Service Processing Center, Vega says, and because of a deep desire to be free one way or another. A report in The Guardian revealed that three strikers were recently force-fed by ICE through plastic nasogastric tubes, a practice opposed by the American Medical Association and seen as torture by United Nations officials. ICE representatives maintain that force feeding is necessary to keep the men alive and is required by regulation. The force feedings have been challenged in federal court, and a judge is now considering whether ICE has institutional alternatives. Vega doesn't believe the procedure is necessary to keep the men alive.
These men will stop their hunger strike immediately if they're released. That option is available to ICE, but instead, every request for release for all of these men has been routinely denied by ICE.
ICE also force-fed at least six men from India this past December and January, according to the Guardian report. Nearly 1,400 people who were long-term detainees have gone on hunger strikes since 2015 in 18 different facilities. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Texas News Service.
In more news, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he wants to close a gun sale loophole, even if he breaks rank with the National Rifle Association to make it happen. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports.
Patrick told the Dallas Morning News that in order for Republicans to win in 2020, the party has to support measures to reduce gun violence, especially after the mass shootings in El Paso and Odessa. Branding Rottinghouse, who teaches political science at the University of Houston, says Patrick is aligned with many Republican voters on the issue.
Republican support of gun policies as they are now has dropped about 10 percentage points in the past year. That is to say that Republicans are much more comfortable with changes to gun control policies as a result of some of these very high-profile and tragic shootings.
The NRA said in a statement that Patrick's idea to close a gun sale loophole would restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners and lead to massive gun registrations. I'm Ryan Poppy in Austin.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended Parliament ahead of an October deadline for the UK to leave the European Union. Former KRWG reporter Simon Thompson, who now writes for a financial magazine in London, talked with people there about Johnson's approach, for which he has been compared to President Donald Trump.
I'm at the Pride of Spitalfields, a pub in East London, to hear what people think about Brexit and Prime Minister Boris Johnson's attempts to force it through Parliament. Jace Thompson is having a drink with a mate at the bar.
I think he doesn't represent the people. He's an unelected politician, and now he's trying to shut down the only place where elected politicians discuss stuff that matters. So he's basically turning a democracy into a dictatorship.
Also drinking with a mate at the pub is Terry Ury. He says after 4 years, forcing Brexit through Parliament may be the only way to fulfil the mandate of the majority of voters, who, like himself, voted to leave the European Union.
17.4 million people voted for Brexit, and that's what he's trying to do now. Give the people what they voted for. 17.4 million people to get out of the EU, totally get out of the EU. And that's what he's doing, which is fair enough.
Do you think it's necessary?
Yeah, 100%.
A Comres survey for the British newspaper The Telegraph suggests the Prime Minister does have significant support. The poll asked British adults if Boris Johnson, quote, needs to deliver Brexit by any means, including suspending Parliament if necessary, in order to prevent MPs from stopping it. 44% agreed, 37% disagreed, and 19% were unsure. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Simon Thompson in London.